Here is a sovereign grand commander's flag for World Freemasonry. Okay? And on the supreme flag, which is, of course, they accepted all over the world. Incidentally, if you go into a court today, when you go into a court, if you see an American flag in any court, state or federal court, if it has a gold fringe around the flag, do you know what that means? There's a very good reason why certain flags have a gold fringe and other courts the flag does not have a gold fringe. According to international maritime admiralty law, when a government is at war, it must fly its flag with a gold fringe to show sovereignty in a point of war, in a time of war. It's called martial law. In a time of war, flags have gold trim, which means before we were this country and we were happy. We're at war. You see that gold? That means sovereignty. We are at war. Gold fringe means martial law. So when you go into a courtroom to pay your fines or a ticket or anything and you see the American flag with gold fringe, that means this is a military court. This is martial law. And they have the right to beat your brains out with a stick if they want to. This is not a civil court. It is martial law court under military control. And the judges know that. And most people don't understand that. But anyway, on this world symbol for Freemasonry flag, you'll see the snake biting its tail. That has to do with something occult. But the words, Ordo Ab Kael. You'll see it, Ordo Ab Kael. You'll see it in Masonic literature, the double-headed eagle. Incidentally, you probably have seen the double-headed eagle many times. The double-headed eagle in Freemasonry means the Masonic order is symbolized by the eagle. Incidentally, we have an eagle as our symbol in America. But the double-headed eagle means that it is a Masonic order that has jurisdiction, like the eagle of America has jurisdiction over us. The double-headed eagle implies, according to Masonic literature and all their reference work, implies that the Masonic order has jurisdiction over the Eastern world and over the Western world, over the East and West. So in Russia and China and all those bad, evil people over there, as opposed to Western Europe and America and England and the West, it's still the same game. Ordo ab Kael, in Latin, order out of chaos. So what we're talking about here is these people are causing, financing, organizing, and directing chaos. And for what purpose? To bring about a new order. To keep you frightened, keep you scared, keep you broke, and keep you on your toes. And while they're keeping this chaos going, they are instituting a new order, and you didn't even know it. In other words, it was bad enough as it was. Now it's really going to get bad. So, Ordo Ab Kael again. You see it everywhere. Incidentally, you'll always, when you see Masonic orders, you drive by and you see the, in front of Masonic lodges, you'll always see the double-headed eagle perched on a sword, always on a sword. Because they said real power comes from the sword. And that's the way you create chaos, is with the sword, with violence. And out of that violence, Ordo Ab Kael, order out of chaos. That's why they had television shows, comedy shows, few years ago on television. One was Get Smart. While they tell you, you know, anytime somebody's telling you get smart means that you're implying you're an idiot. Get smart. Wake up. Get smart. What were the two sides in Get Smart? One was chaos and the other was control. Right? Get smart. Wake up. This is what's going on here. It's a scam. So when you see that everything, all this rioting and all this killing, the gangs killing, that's all being planned. This government is planning governments. This government is planning gang warfare. They want the gangs to kill each other. That's part of the strategy. It's incredible. Ordo Ab Kael. Anyway, order from chaos to control. Here's a California Senate, California legislature, 1953, Senate Investigating Committee, published by the state of California. Okay, and it says, so-called modern communism is apparently the same hypocritical and deadly world conspiracy to destroy civilization that was founded by the secret order of the Illuminati in Bavaria. 1776, May 1st. The World Revolution conspiracy appears to have been so well organized and to be ever continuing and ever on the alert to take advantage of every opportunity presenting itself or that the conspirators could create. It is significant in this connection as early as 1783, when unsettled conditions and dissatisfaction in some quarters had arisen in the American colonies. Subversive anonymous sermons were circulated among the colonial army to incite dissatisfaction and rebellion. George Washington immediately called the army together, and in addressing them, he used this significant language. We're talking about 1783. George Washington said this, quote, "My God, what can this writer have in view by recommending such measures? Can he be a friend to the army? Can he be a friend to this country? Rather, is he not an insidious foe? Some emissary perhaps from New York?" So George Washington already realized that there are conspirators who are planning our demise and they're operating out of New York. Then the Senate goes on to say, it is plain that Washington believed the then center of this secret conspiracy, so far as this country was concerned, to be located in New York, and felt it to be his duty to make such a direct statement. So what we're talking about here is as far back as 1783, we've known what was going on. I better go on to the next quote because it'll make sense. The recognition of May 1st, 1776, as the founding date, which is on the bottom of the pyramid on the dollar bill, 1776, had nothing to do with founding this country in 1776. It has to do with the founding of the Illuminati in 1776. The recognition of May 1st, May Day. That's why military, when a plane's going down or there's trouble, they call it, it's a May Day call. It's May Day. May Day means trouble. That's right, because these people are trouble. They cause chaos, violence, revolutions throughout the world, bloodshed in Afghanistan, in Yugoslavia. Anytime these people decide they want you, that's trouble. It's May Day, and that's the symbol for them was May 1st. That's when their conspiracy was formed in 1776. Now, the recognition of May 1st, 1776 as the founding date of this world revolution conspiracy is not difficult to understand when it is realized that May Day is frequently celebrated, even in recent times, by rioting and bloodshed on a worldwide scale. That's why the Soviet Union always had their May Day parades. Because the Soviet Union was always going out and killing people and murdering people, and they would celebrate on May 1st, because what they were saying on May Day was that they're celebrating the world conspiracy. They're celebrating the world Masonic conspiracy that is financing the Soviet Union. And incidentally, and as it says, it's often celebrated, even in recent times, by rioting. That's when we had our last riot in Los Angeles, was on May 1st, May Day. I mean, the thing that happened in Los Angeles was set up. The CIA and the federal government set up what we call the riot in Los Angeles. They set up those four guys to, the whole thing was a setup. Dick Gregory even got into this for a three-hour talk on KPFK, where this whole thing of Rodney King beating was a setup. It was all planned. It was purposely planned. It was purposely designed because they knew the people would be angry and would riot. It was a setup. The whole thing. That's why in wartime, we call in this country in wartime, generals talk about the theater of war, the Pacific theater, the Atlantic theater, the European theater. The theater implies it's an act. It's a plan. It's just a theater. It's entertainment. You know, that's all it is. It's a theater of war. In other words, when you see all this violence and raping and killing going on in Czechoslovakia or Romania or wherever the hell it's going on, or in Yugoslavia, it's all been planned. Now, what do you think the Pentagon is all about? They're sitting there planning how they're going to take over different countries, what they need from certain countries. They're breaking the monetary systems of the world. It is all being well planned. There ain't nothing, like Roosevelt said, there ain't nothing happening by chance in politics. Anyway, in issuing this manifesto, the communist conspirators evidently believed the time had arrived when, with the aid of ignorant victims, a worldwide takeover could be accomplished, and there was not enough, but there were not enough ignorant victims then, and the expected coup failed. The conspirators thereupon conceived a plan for the future of supplementing the long-established secret conspiracy in existence since May 1st, 1776 with an unremitting public campaign for victims among the ignorant of all nations, and in an attempt to hide from view the underlying hypocritical conspiracies existing since May 1st, 1776, it was decided that in such public campaign, the manifesto of 1848 should be heralded as the founding date for communism, and Karl Marx falsely proclaimed as its author. What this is saying is that we are taught in school that communism is directly caused by Karl Marx and Friedrich Engels writing the Communist Manifesto. In 1848, Communist Manifesto was written by Karl Marx. No such a thing. History tells you that it was written, the Communist Manifesto was written in 1776 in Europe by an order of Freemasonry called the Illuminati. And it wasn't until 1848 that they decided, well, we better tell everybody that somebody else did it. So we'll say Karl Marx came up with it in 1848. No way. What we call communism is nothing more than a plan by the banking elements in England and America to divide the world between two divisions, to divide the world between the East and the West, so that you can have war. You've got to have war, chaos, before you can bring control. That's why the United States financed Adolf Hitler. The United States financed the Soviet Union. Soviet Union is called the Soviet Union, not because it's a union of states, it's because it was a unionized under International Labor Organization, the ILO, which was originally called the IWW, the International Workers of the World, which because they wanted to unionize all labor. Painters Union, Carpenters Union, the Soviet Union, it's unionizing labor. And once you can unionize labor, get control over monetary and labor systems, now you can have them war with each other, and you've got control over them. These people are very, very smart. They've got this stuff together. And here's George Washington's, the writings of George Washington from the U.S. government printing office, from original manuscripts. Here George Washington says, I have heard much of the nefarious and dangerous plan and doctrines of the Illuminati. It was not my intention to doubt that the doctrines of the Illuminati and the principles of Jacobinism had not spread in the United States, see, on the Masons and the Illuminati, in the United States. On the contrary, no one is more truly satisfied of this fact than I am. So he's saying, you don't have to tell me about the Illuminati and what they're doing in New York. I already know. Here is interesting, though. On the Masons and the Illuminati, George Washington writing said, individual Freemasons of them, in other words, he's saying in this letter to the man who wrote it, I don't believe all Freemasons in the whole world are evil. I don't think all Freemasons in the whole world are bad. But I know what you're talking about when you say that there is a secret conspiracy operating out of New York and in America and throughout the world. Nobody is more truly convinced of that than I am. Of course, there's a lot of ignorant people in Freemasonry that don't know any of this. But that individuals of them may have done it. I'm going to paraphrase this because it's an old English. Washington is saying, the idea I meant to convey was that I did not believe that the lodges of Freemasons in this country had, as societies, endeavored to propagate the diabolical tenets of the first, Illuminati, or the principles, the pernicious principles of the latter, the Jacobins, if they are susceptible to separation. But that there are individuals in the Freemasonic order who may have done this, or that the founder or instruments employed to found the democratic societies of the United States, later to become known as the Democratic Party, the founder or the instruments employed to found the Democratic Party in the United States may have had these objects in mind and actually had the separation of the people from their government in view is too evident to be questioned. What he's saying is that the Democratic Party was founded by a secret society of Freemasons that have one thing and that they wanted to do, and that is divide the people from their government. Because before, under a Republican form of government, the people had total control because they were sovereigns. Under a democratic system, when you elect a Democrat, they were already had the idea of separating the people from their government. You just elect some airhead here and send him to Washington. But what you don't know is that this person is not even allowed to run for office unless he is one of them. He's not even allowed to run for Senate or for the state or for any position without being a part of this thing. So if you want to run for office, you just go out and try and see how well you can run for office without being a part of the Illuminati or the Freemasonic order of things. If you don't belong to the right club, Jack, you ain't going nowhere, period. Here's a congressional report from the congressional hearings on steps toward British Union. Again, Union. Steps toward British Union, a world state, an international strike. I'll run that back by you again. British Union, a world state. What are you talking about, world state? You're talking about a one world order, a world state, an international war. And on page 13, this is a very interesting document, 28 pages long. But on page 13, it says, let me call your attention to the fact that on the reverse of the Great Seal of the U.S., which appears on dollar bills, you will find the exact symbol of the British Israel World Federation Movement. This symbol is also carried on literature of other organizations promoting a world government and a world religion. At the bottom of the circle surrounding the pyramid, you'll find the words Novus Ordo Seclorum. This is the new order that was advocated by Clinton Roosevelt several hundred years ago. So this is a symbol of a thing called the British Israel World Federation. It is a connection between England and America and the Masonic orders of both and how they put this thing together. That's why, I guess, again, we say that England is God's kingdom, the United Kingdom. And as a matter of fact, there's a very big difference. A lot of people don't know this. There's a very big difference between being an English and British. British comes from a Hebrew word, Brit. In Hebrew means a contract or a covenant. And ish in Hebrew means man. Therefore, British means the covenant man, man of the covenant. What covenant? It's the new covenant, God's covenant for a kingdom through Christianity, through God's kingdom, the United Kingdom, the British. And the British, with America, are involved in something called British Israel Freemasonry. And all these dopes in Washington, D.C., and these conspirators in Washington, D.C., the District of Columbia, are nothing more than front men for a very powerful secret society is preparing us to accept something that's called God's kingdom. Remember, Armageddon's coming, the end of the last days, the end of the world, Jehovah's Witnesses, the Mormon Church, the end of the world. You better do your homework. There's something going on here. That's why we have a 51st state. Incidentally, a legal term in this country for a state is called the state of. Like the state of Alabama, the state of New York, the state of Florida. State of is a legal term according to International Maritime Admiralty law. That's why we have a state of Israel. Israel's not a country, it's not a nation, it's called the state of Israel because it was set up as part of our federal system. It was set up in 1948 by the United States and England, and it was referred to under International Maritime Admiralty law as the state of Israel because it is an actual state of the federal system of America. So you better figure out why too. There's a reason for it.